Hello, and welcome to my podcast. This is episode 19 of The Way Up, Healing Wounds from Church Hurt. My name is Doug Vasey, and I'm an ordained minister and a graduate of a Christian seminary. My podcast is presented with the purpose of helping and bringing hope to people who have been wounded and traumatized from their connection with a religious or church setting. This can be referred to as church hurt. I've been through this and felt the wounds, and I also know the experiences of many others. I've been discussing what has helped me in my healing journey. I've learned that the primary source of healing comes from an amazing God who offers love, joy, and peace far beyond what we can imagine. In this episode, I want to discuss a very important part of healing from the wounds of church hurt. However, I do want to acknowledge that for most of us, it is probably the most difficult thing to do, and that is forgiveness. I've waited until now, the 19th episode, to discuss forgiveness because of the difficulty. I believe that true forgiveness, the kind that can heal us deep down in our soul, can only be given after we have experienced some healing by really knowing truth. This includes knowing that God is love and He loves me deeply, and that God is good and He desires good for me and all His created beings. The Bible teaches much about our need to forgive. A primary example is when Jesus was teaching His disciples to pray. He includes this phrase, "And forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us," in Matthew 6:12. And then He provides this explanation afterwards, saying, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins," in verses 14 and 15. So we can see that anyone following Jesus is instructed on the need to forgive others, and that it is tied to God forgiving us for the things that we have done wrong toward Him and others. But I have come to understand that there are steps we need to take to learn how to forgive, about all the value in doing it, and in overcoming difficulties that are often the result of some misunderstandings. So I plan to discuss what I have learned about forgiveness over two or three episodes. And I want to start here with showing how we can overcome the difficulties to forgive those who have hurt us deeply. We can come to see that sometimes it is not quite so difficult as we thought it would be. A song from 2012 by the band 10th Avenue North describes what we often feel about forgiving those who've hurt us. The chorus goes like this: "Oh, Father, won't you forgive them? They don't know what they've been doing. Oh, Father, give me grace to forgive them, because I feel like the one losing." We have the picture of a person struggling to do what they believe they must do by trying to forgive another person, but deep down, they feel like that makes them the loser. So this shows what I see as the biggest misunderstanding, or more properly, the biggest lie about forgiveness. That we have been hurt by someone else, sometimes in very painful or traumatic ways, and now we are going to forgive them, which definitely makes us feel like the weak one or the loser. But just look at the example of Jesus. As he was about to die, being crucified on the cross, he cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Jesus may have appeared weak and losing at that point in time, but he was really doing what was most powerful in offering redemption for the world that was shown when he rose from the dead 3 days later. So the biggest misunderstanding regarding forgiveness is that it shows weakness or losing. But it is actually just the opposite. Gandhi put it this way: "The weak can never forgive. It is the attribute of the strong." Some other misunderstandings about forgiveness can be extra tough on those who've been abused or deeply traumatized. One is that we must forgive and forget, because Hebrews 8:12 says that God will forgive our wickedness and never again remember our sins. So for the abused person, that can mean that they are supposed to forget the abuse and just go back into the same situation and risk being abused again. But the Bible never teaches that response. Instead, we can see, as explained in an article by Sam Storms, that when God forgives us and forgets our sins, it is a conscious and altogether gracious choice on his part never to think about our moral failures, never to brood over them, and assuredly never to make use of them to threaten us, control our behavior, or justify our condemnation. Therefore, the most appropriate action for us in dealing with our abusers is to follow the advice Jesus gave his disciples in Matthew 10:16: "Be as prudent as snakes and harmless as doves." Another misunderstanding is that when we forgive someone, we need to restore the relationship we had with them. But that is not required with forgiveness if it puts us back into a dangerous position. A great answer to a situation like this is given in an article by Wildflower Heather, saying it's okay to remove them from your life. In fact, that is a very healthy option. You can forgive someone and still have strict limits with them. An additional misunderstanding is that we should expect an apology from that person who has hurt us before we forgive them. We need to consider that realistically, there are many times that we're not going to receive an apology. It may be impossible because the person has passed away. It may also be very unlikely because we may have lost contact with the person, or they are really unwilling to admit they did anything wrong, or they simply did not realize they had hurt us. In any case, our forgiveness should not depend on the other person's response, but rather our need to forgive. Again, we can learn from the example of Jesus, who prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they were doing," when he was on the cross. And finally, a misunderstanding is that by forgiving someone who has hurt us, we're turning a blind eye to what they did, or we're letting them off the hook. Instead, we are really turning them over to God. As Paul instructed us in Romans 12, we should never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. When we clear up some of the misunderstandings of what forgiveness is not, we can move on to actually doing it. In the next episode, I want to discuss how we can forgive others and the benefits of doing so. But to end, I want to leave with this quote from Marianne Williamson that sums up much of what I've been saying in this episode. Forgiveness is not always easy. At times, it feels more painful than the wound we suffered to forgive the one that inflicted it. And yet, there is no peace without forgiveness. I want to thank you for joining me on this episode. I welcome you back next time for more healing from the wounds of church hurt.